Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment. Joining me live over the phone is CEO of Lower Valley Energy, Jim Webb, talking about what happened Saturday night with that windstorm that came through. Mr. Webb, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Duke?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Before we get into the details and logistics of kind of what happened, I got to give a shout out to the linemen at Lower Valley Energy. They always do such a good job and are on call, and this weekend was just another great example of how quick those guys can work in kind of a crazy situation and even sometimes, you know, not very safe situation, but they're still able to get the job done.
Yeah, they do a great job, and we really appreciate them, and they're just a great group of employees. And you know, when something happens, they really get the adrenaline going. They're really focused on getting the power on as fast as they can. And it's fun to go out and watch them. They're in a hurry. They're working hard. They're working safe, but they're really focused on taking care of our members and getting the power on as soon as they can.
Well, of course, we had that weather-related incident on Saturday night with that windstorm that came through the Star Valley community and really impacted especially the Upper Valley area, but winds all throughout the entire Star Valley, knocking down power lines, and especially in the Grover-Auburn area. In total, how many poles were actually knocked over because of that windstorm?
Yeah, that was a horrendous windstorm. I've talked to several people since then, and I'm sure you have too, but all the old timers, and nobody remembers seeing a wind that bad before, so it was really bad. But yeah, our worst outage was in that Grover Auburn area along the Salt River, and we had five poles that actually broke, and then 15 that had to be straightened. So we had five that had to be replaced, and 15 that had to be straightened back up to straight, and then of course all the wire repaired. So that was a huge job that originally, I think the original call was about at 8 o'clock when the guys were called out. And we had a few guys out all night, but it's kind of hard to do that type of job at night. So, but during the day, we had a full crew of about 12 guys out there working all day. And they finally had the last few people back on. I think it was at 4 o'clock. But we apologize to those few customers that were out for that whole period of time, which was, I think there was about 12 people out for that entire time. They were pretty good. They had all of Grover and all and most of it back on by about 11 o'clock that night. But you had a few that were out all night, and we apologize for that. We hate to see that. That doesn't happen often, but this was a big one. It was kind of strange to go out and see. And it's kind of that one pole that broke, and then sometimes you get a domino effect where it pulls others down, and with the wind pushing it still after the one broke, then it just kind of dominoed the several down. So, but anyway, yeah, it was a strange storm. And then a few other weird things happened too. We had, in our Dry Creek substation, which is in Fairview, we had a wheel line that actually, aluminum wheel line, irrigation line that blew up over the fence and into the substation, which could have been catastrophic. Luckily, it didn't get into the lines in the substation. And then we had some problems up Swift Creek also because of the high water and the debris.
Wow. So in total, Jim, about how many outages were reported? Do you know?
Oh, there were several. I don't have the exact count yet. There was several, mostly, you know, related to the wind and the trees. And, you know, as I drove around Sunday trying to help a little bit, it was pretty horrific, some of the things, you know, trees uprooted and on top of houses and buildings and all kinds of strange things. So it was a big one. It was a strange storm. And Swift Creek, it was kind of compounded by not only the debris that was blown into the creek up above the upper dam, but then 2 days of all of a sudden having 80-degree weather brought water down faster than normal. So the high water and a lot of debris. So I got some calls late Sunday afternoon of people that had seen issues up at the upper dam. So we dispatched people up there and went up there and got some of the debris out of the way. But so it was an interesting weekend. We don't like those kind of weekends. But appreciate our guys and how they respond, and And you never have to call anyone twice. And matter of fact, when they hear something big is going on, most of them call to see if they're needed and come in. So we always have people that are on call. But when something like that happens, we've got guys just calling or just showing up knowing that they're probably going to be needed.
Well, the fact that able to replace five poles completely and straighten a handful of others in under 24 hours, that's pretty amazing. And, you know, it's not as bad, but it does remind you of a couple years ago in the Teton Village area when the windstorm came through and knocked down several poles there.
Yeah,
and that was quite the process.
Yeah, and that was our worst in history, and those were transmission poles, still transmission poles, so that was a big job. But this one was big, but distribution, the smaller poles are a lot easier to handle, and luckily we've got also several guys that work in Jackson that live in Star Valley, and so we were able to put them all to work too, so we have kind of an extended crew over the weekend because of that.
Jim Webb, CEO of Lower Valley Energy, joining us this morning. Again, thanks so much for your time, Jim. Shout out to your crews and the linemen who worked so hard to get everything back up and running. Anything else about that weekend storm worth mentioning this morning?
No, don't want to see something like that again. That was not something that we like to see, like I said. And, you know, and when people see things that look dangerous, just want to remind them to stay away, just like the sprinkler line that was over into the substation. That's 115,000 volts, and aluminum is a very good conductor. And so if somebody would have tried to handle that themselves and pull that back out, it could have been very dangerous for them. So if you see something that looks dangerous, assume it is and give us a call.
Jim Webb, CEO of Lower Valley Energy. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.